game report time.
Oh.
Now, you listeners will have to understand, we have an RJ in the room, and the RJ likes to play in the sink, so that's what you're hearing. Say hi, RJ. Say hi.
Hi.
See? He's here. He's Ken's son. And yes, Ken does exist, and so RJ does exist. It's Dave that we're not sure about.
Ding,
ding. Ding, ding. That was Heather. No, say hi, Heather.
Hi.
You didn't say hi, Heather.
Heather's not high right now.
either way, so my 1,500 and change team consists of a Lamprey transport helicopter, a Scotty, Skatey, Scoosh, whatever, Swift Attack VTOL, 3 Fenry battle armors, 4 Mars tanks, 2 Zibblers, a D.I. Morgan, a Winston, a Hans battle tank, a Carnivore,
and a Partridge and a Pear Tree.
Another Hans battle tank, a Sizen, 2 Partisan anti-aircrafts, 2 Padilla artilleries, 2 mobile HQs, 1 Savior, 1 Arrow artillery, 1 Morningstar, and 1 ordnance transport, along with a set of combat technicians. That's what I have, and here's what Ken has.
Good afternoon, this is Ken.
Again?
One more time. I am currently running a Gossamer. That's a fast attack flyer. Running my normal camouflage Nova Cat. Spectro with pilot. Kurosawa with gear cards. I'm running a blue 3-stripe Griffin. Chief King Crab with pilot. I'm also running a pair of Mars Assault Tanks, a pair of Morning Stars, a Savior, and some combat techs.
And game report will come later.
Well, you've heard the teams. Now, with Ken and I both at the microphone, you're going to hear the game report. Mark it down on your calendars. This is a record. The first time it's happened.
I won.
No doubt. No doubt. And for the first time, it was really obvious.
Yeah, it wasn't a, yeah, we're out of time, you're kind of winning thing. This is a...
It was decisive.
Yeah, it was a trouncing. Normally it's the other way around.
It was terrible. But at the same time, it made Clay feel better.
Well, the first half of the game, I had crappy die rolls, and so did you. In the second half of the game, I had good die rolls, and you had crappy die rolls.
Yours improved. Mine didn't.
There was one time when Ken needed a negative
4. Negative 4 to hit.
And rolled a critical fail.
Rolled 3 ones.
Shut his own weapon down. I actually shut his repair down. He was repairing a unit, needed a negative 4. Rolled 3 ones. The worst roll you can get, he got it. Normally I get it. He got it.
Yep.
And he decided to do a maneuver that I would never have decided to do. Jump over an advancing line of tanks with a mech with jump jets. Rotate 180 degrees in midair and land behind the advancing tanks.
On a hill.
On an extreme incline. When you do something like that with our rule set, you have to roll a pilot skill, which means you have to roll... Just for the jump turn, you have to roll, was it 4, 5, or 6?
Yes.
And so we added it to a, you have to roll a 3, 4, 5, or 6 because of the incline. He rolled a 1.
Yep.
So he went, foosh, turn, land, and then he fell and rolled down the hill.
Over 3 of Clay's
infantry units. Over 3 of my
infantry.
Did a click of damage to each of them. Did a click of damage to himself. Landed on his side in front of a Hans main battle tank and a Morning Star. And so I just shot the snot out of him. And
now, in my own behalf, since I'm here, had I succeeded...
Oh, that would have been sweet.
The mech would have been in the most opportune position.
Well, yeah.
To...
Close combat, rear arc on 3 tanks, and you had 3 or 4 shots. Yeah. You could have shot each one of them.
It would have been fabulous if he'd succeeded. However,
yeah.
even in failure, I did manage to damage three of Clay's units.
Yeah, he did three clicks of damage. He did more damage to my units than he did to himself, even falling down. So yep. I hadn't thought of that.
So
yeah, you did three clicks of damage to me and only did one or two to yourself.
Yeah. So it wasn't a complete failure, just mostly a failure.
Yeah. It wasn't a disastrous failure. It was merely a tremendous failure.
Mm. Yeah, definitely.
And I have come up with a good advancing front line to go up against his Novacat now.
Actually, you came up with a good line to go against everything I had. I used the same tactics I always use, and they didn't work because everything Clay does changed. First off, notably, there were no mechs on the other team.
Yeah, 1,500 points, vehicle infantry only.
And there were far more enemy units than friendly units on my half.
Yeah, I had anywhere from 6 to 11 shots per target on his...
To my four.
On his four shots per unit. So, of course, that's using the heavy-duty rules. The WizKids rules don't do that. But against his Novacat, I had two Mars tanks, combined a total of six shots. I had a Carnivore with two shots and a Hanse, I think it was, with three or four shots. Yeah. I think I had 11 shots on him there.
And 14 against...
No, 11.
Was,
no, it was 11.
It was 11 against King Crab.
King Crab also.
So yeah. 11 shots to my four.
Or five with King Crab.
No, just four.
No, four?
Both okay. of them are yeah. four shots.
Now,
those aren't the only two units I had, but those were my heaviest units.
Yeah.
And basically, even with bad die rolls, when you get to roll 11 times,
you're going to hit
somebody's going to hit.
Yeah, you're going to hit something.
Yeah.
That's
what really made the difference.
But I had good die. But, well, I say good die rolls. When I was firing against King Crab, Chief King Crab, I had 11 shots. I only hit you once. But I hit you for like 5 points.
Again, when you have 11, yeah. you're going to hit with something. The fact of the matter is, normally, I have the most firepower on the field.
Exactly.
I have the heaviest mechs, piloted bonuses. Yeah. I always stack the odds in my favor. It didn't work this time because I did not have the most firepower.
Now, to be fair, I knew what kind of team Ken was going to build because he always builds that kind of team. Yeah. He had no clue what I was going to build.
And
or
that,
you had. I'm talking about you yeah. in third person. You're yeah. right here.
Absolutely. And now what that's going to cause is for me to build a much more balanced team as far as tanks and mechs.
Now, we both had some pretty good airborne stuff, but
it was inconsequential in this yeah. game. Inconsequential. There was so much firepower on the ground, and so much of yeah. it was tanks with pretty high defensive ratings that yeah. the aerial units were, they were destined to die.
Well, they
somebody
always
was
going to
shoot them down.
They're nothing more than harassing units anyway, usually. You use them to go to for my command units or artillery, and I use them for the same thing. That's all we devote for. They're one or two turn units, and they're always
sure,
that way.
Sure, but there was a lot more firepower on the table.
Yes.
In this game. There was a lot more firepower.
But, and, of course, I've also decided to pretty much ignore Spectro, because that's how you used to always get me, Spectro. He was a distraction unit, and he was distracting me because I was devoting points to him.
And it worked.
And it didn't have to, because he's fast, and he's a nuisance, but he's really kind of useless against the big mechs.
Well, against the big mechs, yeah.
Yeah, and so I used to always kind of worry about him, and then I finally had to stop caring and just start shooting when I get a chance. But here's the thing. I still had to devote over 300 points to destroy your Novacat, and your Novacat tops in, what,
212
230?
Without a pilot.
Yeah, 212 without a pilot. You had a pilot in him, so he's what, 230, 240?
230, 235.
Something like that. So I was still over points, but I had to. If you go points for points against that Novacat, it's going to be real hard to win.
Yeah, you could go points for points against him, but it better be two Mars assault tanks.
Even two.
And that's,
quite, yeah,
you know, that's
close.
Point, point for point, two Mars assault tanks of the right type. Because your Mars assault tanks, some are good, and some are so-so. If you put a couple of so-so, I don't know, what are they, like 97 point?
107.
No, that's the big heavy-duty ones. 107 is the big
98.
Ones. 98 point, you know, two of the lighter Mars assault tanks, I'm going to trash
them.
Yeah,
it's not going to be all that great.
But there's some 107 pointers that'll hit you three times for five clicks each if they get you.
Yeah, and I've got...
Some have AP, some have...
I've got 107 point with streak missiles and four shots.
Right. Right.
And in the heavy-duty rules, you get all four shots per turn. And streak missiles, if you have a clear line of sight, add one to your die roll. They're a plus one to your attack.
Your attack roll, yes.
Yeah, your attack roll is a plus one if you're a clear line of sight. So, and that's why I picked that tank, because it's a monster on the field. And it's 107 points. It's a great tank for the points. Yep.
I've got four of those. And I don't always field them, but that is going
no,
to change.
No, I did keep forgetting to put my artillery shots out. I had Again, three artillery units, and I kept forgetting to use them.
That's part of the game. Part of the game is keeping track of all your stuff.
Because I don't normally use artillery.
Right. And the advantage for a smaller team is not losing track of units. Because you and I both know in games in the past, if you pull into somebody's range and you just stand there, they're going to burn you down.
Yeah.
You got to be doing something. You got to be moving or shooting or doing something. Yeah. Because and if you, in the last game with Dave, he pulled a Novacat right into my firing range and didn't do anything with him.
Yeah.
I burned him down.
Yeah.
It's just that simple.
Well, I didn't. In this game with you and me, I had a helicopter. I moved over and forgot about him and never moved him. Left him sitting still. And he moved 21. He could have gotten out of the way and just, he went down in flames. Actually, he didn't even go down in flames. He went up in smoke.
A Mars assault tank will do that.
There wasn't even anything left to rain down on the battlefield.
Yeah. But that's a point to make.
Three or four times, three times for 5 points each, yeah. And he only has six clicks, I think. So.
Right. If he'd have had a nuclear power plant.
Yeah, if he'd have been a mech, he'd have been toast. But
that's the point to make is
but
there's an advantage to having a lot of units, but the disadvantage is keeping
stuff. Yeah,
keeping track of all those units.
Yeah, you drew first blood and you killed a higher number of units, but they were all small point units.
Yeah, the points was so much different.
I could kill a mech and it'd be two or three of the units of mine that you killed. Dave, one thing I picked up from Dave the other day that I knew about that I never did is using artillery units for non-artillery weapon combat.
Sure.
Because they still have long ballistic range.
Yes.
21 or so in our, with our, with,
or 24
with the heavy duty rules. Yeah. And so that's, I actually used them against you that way. I did use them. I just didn't use them for artillery.
Sure. And they can be good defensive units that you can leave in the back by your, by your mobile HQs.
Yeah.
If you're not moving your mobile HQs. Yeah. You can leave them in the back there and pop a few shots, and they work great for that. And they also, for instance, so like the long tom, I can reach, you know, six feet across the table,
and then
take a few shots at you that way. And when you move in closer, I can lower the gun and start shooting you at like 24 inches.
You had two repair units on the table. I had three, and I actually had to use some combat techs to repair a savior because the savior got shot.
Yeah, I pounded on him pretty good.
Yeah, I knocked him down. Four or five clicks, something like that.
Yeah.
So, it was a good game. We played, I figured it was right between 4 and 5 hours of game time, of actual playing time.
Yeah, which is longer than we normally play or have time to play.
We don't normally play 1,500 points. Yeah. We normally play 1,000.
Yeah.
And we almost never have enough time to finish a game.
And that game was probably as close to finished as we've gotten.
We could have stretched it out, but eventually I'd have backed you into a corner because I had more units.
Yeah, no, you would have eliminated pretty much everything but Spectro.
I eventually would have got Spectro.
Maybe. Maybe you could have got him. I wouldn't have made it easy on you, though.
Well, yeah, but I have enough units to watch it go behind a tree, then I burn the tree down.
Sure.
And eventually you're going to run out of trees.
Sure.
And then all you can do is hide, and I can corner you and you can't move.
You could corner him, but there were places that you could corner him and still not shoot him.
Well, if he's cornered into the cubbyhole or something, I couldn't shoot him anyway because of Camo Master.
Exactly.
So, but
again, I could have drugged the game out.
It would have been last man standing. It would have been last man standing with one unit.
Yeah. But there was no sense in that because I could keep Spectro alive for a very long time just because he is so fast, and he's one of my top units.
Yeah.
But,
of course, I could have just driven up into base contact with him, I guess, at that point.
If you'd have caught up to him, yeah.
Well, if I pin him into that cubbyhole in the terrain, I could have.
Sure.
So.
But he's not necessarily going to stand still long enough for you to do that. But that the point is though the game could have been prolonged a lot, it wasn't going to change the outcome.
No.
The outcome of that game, you had 12 or 15 units left on the table, and I had four.
Three or four, yeah.
Including two... Actually, I had five. I had the
Spectro,
combat techs. I had Spectro, I had the Savior, and I had the two Morning Stars.
But you still had a Mars, too. I hadn't taken out both your Mars.
No, both of my Mars were down at that point. There were no more tanks. You had burned them both down.
I don't remember burning. Mm-hmm. I don't remember hitting both of them.
You had. They were gone.
Another one through the trees. You and I were trading shots.
Yeah, he was done.
We got some good pictures of that too, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'll post them on the web when I post this episode. We both had Mars assault tanks, and we were both shooting each other through a pair of trees. So from my point of view, you could see the gun in the front of his tank, and from his point of view, you could see the gun in front of my tank. So we got our cameras out and we took pictures from behind our tanks, facing each other. It's a pretty cool picture.
Those are good pics.
I put them together as in one picture. I'll post it when I put this episode up. As a matter of fact, I put it on my phone from my tank to yours.
Sure enough.
See?
Sure enough.
And it pans across. Either way. So we actually took some pretty good pictures. I'll post one or two and put a link up to them.
That's the other part of this game that's enjoyable, I think. Not just playing the game, but just seeing the diorama of the game, the setup, how the vehicles get positioned, and how we maneuver for better strategic shots and things like that. And with the 3D terrain, it's just so much more tactical in how you move. Instead of just moving around a little green patch and saying that's hindering terrain, you're moving around
trees
and boulders, rocks and hills.
So how do you like the 23-inch across round, 5.5-inch tall hill?
The new hill is a fabulous piece of terrain. It's fantastic. There is so much maneuvering that you can do on and around it.
That's why I designed it
that way. It really... And it takes you up to a whole different set of tactics in the game. Climbing the hill and reaching the top of
it's a challenge.
It's an advantage to be up there because of the elevation. Our former hills were 1 or 2 inches up, but this one's like five inches up.
Yeah, something like that. It's huge.
And so you really get a tactical advantage when you're up on top shooting down.
It's actually so tall that if your airborne unit is not, if your flying or VTOL unit's not high, you actually won't have an elevated advantage if you're not high. Because
if you're four or five inches off the ground, six inches
off the ground level, the mech up there is going to be eye to eye with you.
Right. And if you're flying low... Yeah, somebody on top will have the advantage over you.
Yeah, so that's why I built that. It's why I designed it. And with the two ramps, the two different ramps, one long and easy, but two moves worth of distance. And the other one, one move worth of distance, but really, really steep. Where if you fall, you fall down, like what happened with you.
Yep.
And the cubbyhole on the side, and the boulders on the sides, and the slopes all around the edge, and...
Yeah, it's definitely a genuine tactical piece of terrain. There's little cubbies you can hide in.
Yeah.
And nobody can draw fire to you unless they're out in front of it where you can draw fire at them.
Yeah.
And you can park a Mars assault tank or a light mech in that little notch.
It's big enough for a small mech.
And it's great because you're out of line of sight. Out of line of fire until literally they're in range.
And if your opponent has a lot of units like I did, your unit can actually be forgotten.
Yeah.
Because for about two turns, I lost track of Spectro as I forgot he was in there.
Yep.
And then you'd shoot at me and go, oh, crap, he's sitting right there.
And that's a real tactic to hide and let your opponent believe that you're not around. And then when their back is turned... You take them out.
That's one of the things about the every unit gets an order every turn setup, because if you have, like I do, the disadvantage of having, I think I had 15 or 17 units.
Yeah. Yeah.
You forget. And sometimes you forget what they're going to do. And that's why, we broke the move and the attack phase up so we could get all the moving done and not forget what it was. And then we could do the attacking and not forget what it was. And
because before that it was okay. This one's going to move and attack. What's that one doing? Oh, it's going that.
No clue.
Well,
what that
I'm going to.
Yeah.
And it would get really confusing. Yeah. Absolutely.
So.
Absolutely.
And we got to where you had to start writing down your commands.
I do. I make little notations of who's got a command because
I'm actually,
even with just 10 units.
Yeah, I'm actually still, lucky enough. Usually, I can remember what they're doing because. I kind of do important things with my commands, And
hey,
get
a five-year-old. Your brain will turn half to mush.
I don't want to get a five-year-old. I don't want to have one. I don't want to grow one. And you can keep yours, by the way. Thank you very much.
Well, that was my intention. But
either way, back to the
we
game.
Digress.
But I digest. That was a good game, and not just because I won. I won because I had good die rolls. The die rolls are everything in our game. Tactics are useful. Units and team building are useful. But if you, and of course this goes for any tabletop game, obviously, if you have crappy die rolls, you might as well not even show up.
You could have twice the team, and if you can't shoot anybody, yeah, if you you're can't still going to yeah. lose.
And
but having said that...
But I've been going through 2 months of bad die rolls. I've had crappy die rolls for a long time.
Actually, yes. You had notoriously bad.
But I didn't change dice. Once I got... I went from my phone. My phone was not rolling well for me. I use a dice app on my phone. I went to the real dice, and I stayed...
They were consistent.
I stopped switching. I didn't switch dice. I used those three, and that's all I used.
Yeah, they were very consistent for you. And something I didn't think about, but perhaps your lack of good die rolls made me a little on the lazy side when I played.
I don't know.
Thinking, you know what, I'll just put together my usual team and they'll kick butt.
Yeah.
Well, and what I learned was when it comes down to making shots, taking 11 shots at somebody is much better odds than taking 4.
Yeah.
You had a lot more guns pointing at my guys than I had pointing at yours.
And I had a lot of 9 and 10 attack values.
You definitely chose your team a lot more carefully.
Normally, I throw a team together. Say, yeah, this one's kind of good, this one's kind of good. This one, I sat down and I looked at first clicks. I didn't go down the dials. I built a team on first click. But I built every unit. There were two or three. I knew I was going to use the two mobile HQs and the Morningstar.
Right, our usual backup.
Yeah, that's the three command units. Two for issuing commands. One is a backup when one dies. But the rest of them I built on their first clicks and their attack values and defense values.
Right.
And their damage and stuff. I built that team specifically on the team's abilities.
Right.
And a very little changing. I have very little to change on that.
No, obviously you found a team that wins. And I had a team that wins.
And it's 15.
And now it's not the same team.
It's right at 50. It's 1504, 1507, yeah. Something like that.
Well, I have several changes I have to make to my team. And I made 3 major changes to my team that time. And I'm going to have to go back and make and undo
those.
Yeah,
Kurosawa just didn't work.
He just didn't work against your team.
Well, he ran around to the back line, and I had two or three. I had the die rolls, and just bam, bam, bam.
Against a usual team,
he'd be good because he'd get around behind and scare the crap out of him.
You know, he would do his job. But against that team, I'm going to have to go back to the drawing board. I'm going to have my 2 mobile HQs, my 2 Mars assault tanks, and my repair units. And I'm going to have to build another team off of those grounds.
The sweet thing about my team is I had 3 fronts. I had 4 tanks over here.
Yeah.
I had 4 tanks over here and 3 tanks up the middle. Yep. I had literally a wall of firepower going.
Not only that, but you had those 3 little
Those were just
infantry units.
Those were distraction units and potshot units. My hope was to get up on top of the hill like I did and sit on the edge.
Right.
And whenever somebody came by in range, just go ping, 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 and whether it hits you or not, distract you.
Again, but more guns shooting, you got better odds.
And they're Fenry battle armors, what they were, the 3 little Fenry battle armors. So, either way, that was a fun game. We're going to be playing again on the 10th of December. I don't know if this podcast will be up before that or after. Probably before that. This has kind of been a long game report. But
it was a long game.
It was a long game. We're going to be probably about 20 minutes by the time I get through editing this thing down. And most of the game reports in 20 minutes, I do 2 or 3 game reports. But either way, good game and good team building on both sides because Ken builds good teams. You build good teams. I've had bad die rolls lately, and I haven't been building a team. I've just been putting one together.
And there's the difference. Absolutely.
And so...
Which I'm going to have to do next time.
You spend an hour building a team, and you're going to have a better team.
Yep. And the tactics you're talking about using is looking at the clicks, looking what we can do. Yeah. I do that every time I build a team. Yeah. Now, I've looked at my units hundreds and hundreds of times, so I'll just grab one and go, yeah, I know what that unit can do, and I use it. But now I'm going to have to change my tactic for team building because I'm going to have to build to go against a team.
And
the
special equipment is going to start coming in much more importantly now. Because that's I'm starting to build on special equipment. I'm starting to use evade more and streak missiles on purpose.
Yeah.
And of course, then I have to remember to use them when I shoot because I forget to do that. But
one more thing.
Again, when you're running a whole bunch of units and each one has a different ability, you lose track. That is the disadvantage to the high number of units versus the low number with the high points.
Yep.
Either way, that's it for this game report. And I will talk to you later. And you and I are going to go work on your motorcycle.
Yay!
I actually just changed the oil. And I hope it works, because I really don't want to have to drive you home and leave your bike in my garage.
You ain't going to drive me home.